And if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know we played that song every day during the Desert Storm and the Gulf War. And, of course, it's by Lee Greenwood, who joins us right now live. Hi, Lee.
Hey, Ed. Mark, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm calling you from Tennessee.
Oh, it's nice to talk to you. Maybe we can get the song down. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Now we can talk. All right. It's nice to speak to you.
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Tennessee. I don't know what it is in Massachusetts, but I now live in East Tennessee, where the Lee Greenwood Theater is in operation. We've been here about 7-8 weeks. And as I listen to you play that song on radio again, it brings back those emotions that I get every time I hear it played or that I sing it myself.
Well, I get the emotions, too. I mean, it's such a patriotic song. I mean, what led you to write that song?
Well, it's not something that I thought about overnight, I promise you. I'm from California originally,
mm-hmm.
and it was just something within me that when I got out of high school and I started touring, I didn't tour as a well-known artist, of course. It was just a musician working really hard on his career, and I went to Nevada and spent a number of years there. And I wanted to have something that really tied both coasts together. And I hadn't visited the United States very much. I hadn't toured to the East Coast. And I was thinking to myself, it'll be wonderful if someday I can ever get famous enough that I can have enough impact to be able to write a song that would tie this country together more. Have Virginia and California and, say, Minnesota and Texas, you know, and in some way that the people of the United States could come together more. Because I lived through those years of Vietnam, and we were so embarrassed about the war past. And no one really had ever said that in my lifetime since the war, that we were proud again as a nation, that we were proud as Americans. And it took a long time to do it. There was a forerunner to the song while I was still in Nevada called America. And it was kind of negative because it was pointed at the government, like a lot of rebels of my age were trying to get the war stopped. But when God Bless the USA came along, it was pretty much, we turned the page. My life was extremely positive at the time. I'd had my first 10 hit records already on the charts as a country artist. And I thought, this is a good time to do this. And I sat down and wrote it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It won Song of the Year from the Country Music Association in 85. But it really took off in 84 with Ronald Reagan's campaign. And then George Bush picked it up in 1988. And then General Schwarzkopf reignited the song's popularity during the Persian Gulf War. That war really was great for the song. I'm sure you sold a lot of units from that.
Well, you know, more than that, I am proud that I could have served in some way. I had kids early, and I was unable to really get into the military. I was 3A status. They never got around to my numbers. I would have certainly joined, and I tried to join during a time when we needed a lot of men. And so I started working for the USO when I was a kid. With 16 and 17 years old, I worked with USO tours, and after I became nationally a celebrity, I worked 15 USO tours in the past 15 years, and it was an honor.